Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Today we're going to talk about that thing. It fears me. One of the top fears I have is what to do when there is a disaster or emergency and you have to get your cat ready. What do you do? My guest today is amazing and I am so excited to introduce you to her. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know the expression? Cats have 9 lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Dr. Debbie Mandel. She is a member of the Red Cross Scientific Advisory Council and a veterinarian as well. Welcome, Dr. Debbie.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hi. Can you share your background with us and also how you're involved with the Red Cross?
Absolutely. So I am an emergency and critical care specialist. I'm the director of the emergency service at the Ryan Veterinary Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. I started working with the Red Cross really after Hurricane Katrina, when I think that was where everyone's eyes really opened up as far as people are not going to leave their pets during disasters. And so we started partnering. It started with books, dog and cat first aid books, and including emergency and disaster planning, and kind of opened up from there.
Dr. Debbie, most people think of the Red Cross in association with helping people. How does the Red Cross get involved with helping fur babes? You mentioned a book.
Yeah, so the Red Cross actually helps in lots of different ways. When I started with them, we did revamp a dog and cat first aid book. But, you know, then technology advanced a lot. And so the Red Cross, we actually developed a dog and cat online first aid course. And there is a pet first aid app. The pet first aid app is broken down into a cat section and a dog section. And they teach you how to know what's normal, how to take your cat's vitals, help determine if your cat is experiencing a life-threatening emergency. They go through CPR, choking, bleeding, and many common emergencies that cats can have and how you can respond. The Pet First Aid app also has information on preventative care and also emergency planning. It has a section specifically about being prepared for disasters and emergencies for cats. More than that, during disasters, the Red Cross also does everything they can to accommodate service animals and domesticated pets comfortably in their shelters. Sometimes, depending on the situation, pets may need to be housed in a different location with support from their animal welfare group partners, but they really do try to help. That's been an amazing journey.
So we're recording this in February of 2025. We've just experienced, I think everybody all over the world was glued to Los Angeles with the fires.
Yeah.
I've lived in Los Angeles, experienced the fires, but nothing like that because they came catastrophic with the fierce winds. And I mean, I think it took almost 10 days or so for everything to be contained. It was just horrific. I remember Katrina. I lived in South Florida with hurricanes, so experienced all of that kind of craziness. You have time to prepare. Earthquakes, where you don't have time to prepare. How does the first aid app help with those kind of situations? Because sometimes you have time to prepare for an emergency, and sometimes you really don't.
Yeah, so the biggest thing that the Red Cross always tells everyone, and the Pet First Aid app helps people do this, is you need to be prepared. And so people should always include their cats in their disaster or emergency plans. They are part of our family. We know that people won't leave without them. So being prepared, like you said, knowing what you're going to do in a split second, along with if you have a lot of time to prepare, is super important. And so hopefully you'll never need it, but you need to, you don't want to figure out how you're going to grab your cat and get out of the house if it's in the middle of an emergency. So emergency and disaster preparedness involves knowing what you're going to do if you need to move super fast, knowing how your cat is going to react, where they will hide, the easiest way to get them in a carrier, and knowing what to do if you need to leave home. And the Pet First Aid app has sections on those.
You know, you just hit on a couple of things that I find so challenging is, one, getting them in the carrier for your cat. I've had to cancel vet appointments because of that. And also getting them out of hiding. Mine don't, well, yeah, they do hide. I was going to say they don't really hide that much. They just don't go in the carrier, but one of them does hide. And I like also the idea of being prepared. So, you know how you have your people first aid kit or emergency kit with your whatever you need to take with you, your vitals, that should be the same for your fur babe.
Yep.
And then what should that include?
So for your pet first aid kit and really supplies that you should have on hand if you need to evacuate or leave, if you want your medical records, including recent vaccinations, any medical conditions, any prescribed medications, your veterinarian's name and number, out of area emergency contacts, a recent photo of your pet or pets, cat or cats, a second collar with an ID and microchip information. And you can have all of that in a closed plastic bag. Your pet first aid kit can usually has things for emergencies like bleeding, a thermometer. You want to, and we can certainly talk about ways to figure out how to get your cat and where your cat hides, but all of the supplies that you would need to get your cat super fast, carriers, be it hard or collapsible carriers, near an exit with all the supplies, are super important. And then your disaster kit really would contain food and water, bowls, a can opener if you have canned food, litter, bags, things like that.
Okay. And yeah, let's circle back to the carrier and the hiding cats, because when we have these natural disasters, even if you have time to prepare, you're still a little freaking, you know, you're freaking out. You're
absolutely.
You're worried about your fur babes, but yourself as well, and then your family members and all that. And then on top of this, you have a nervous cat you have to get in the carrier that does not want to go in that carrier. So what are some things we could do so at least we could minimize that kind of anxiety for the humans and for the cats?
Yeah, super stressful. So one of the things we say is, the way you can figure out beforehand what works for you and your cat are to simulate an emergency. And so having the smoke alarm go off, so there's that really loud, loud noise, and then seeing where your cat hides. And then once you see where they hide, you know, figuring out the best way, is it a leash, which you may have to use, a blanket to throw over them and put them on a carrier? All of the tricks that you need to figure out to get them out, even if you truly only have a split second, putting them in a pillowcase and running out of the house, you know, obviously not if you have more time, but really any trick that you can think of as you're practicing will make it easier. And hopefully, obviously, you never ever have to do it, but at least you know the tricks that are the best to work for your cat or cats.
That's a great idea about the pillowcase. I'm sure your cat's freaked out once you do that, but it's better than your cat, you know, remaining behind, and who knows what, that's
exactly
an option. So what do you do? So I've also heard with the carriers that it's a great idea to leave them out. You know, don't just bring them out for the vet, but leave them out. One of my cats, I just tell him, go in, he goes in. Dennis is chill. At the vet, they were shocked. We said, come on, go inside. He just jumped in. And they said, that's what he does at home. Yeah, he's easy.
That's amazing.
I know, right? He's part Maine Coon, so, and he was my first cat. So now he's a much older dude, but he still does that. And I thought all cats were like that until I got more, and they're not all like that.
Definitely not.
Maine Coons are called the dog of cats, so... My other two, one is fearful of everything, even treats. And the other one is a diva, like a normal cat, you know? So I think the biggest thing for pet parents to understand is you're doing this to save your cat. It's an emergency. If your cat's a little upset or you get some scratches or something, you're just doing this to save your cat. If the cat's pissed off and hides afterwards, then that's what happens. But you have to take care of business.
And that's why throwing a blanket over them and kind of scooping them up will protect you as well. And if you have to use a leash to kind of get them out, again, it's just that you really have no other choice. You need to get them out. And then scooping them in the blanket to protect yourself.
Yeah, that's a good idea too. What about, you mentioned also in the disaster kit, food. So what about in cases of food? Because the big thing now, a lot of people like raw food or frozen food and a lot of food trends on that kind of level. Well, if you have a disaster, you have to go with the kibble and the can.
Correct. You really, you know, again, these are extreme circumstances. And if you have the ability, once you're in a safe area, to get the food that they're used to, that's great. But what if you can't get to that area? What if you are, you know, in a shelter where you need to provide the food? You want to make sure that they have food. And so whatever they like, that's not what they're used to. And not that that's the best, but it's better than having no food. So absolutely something that will stay safe for, and you want to have 1 to 2 weeks worth, ideally, that doesn't need to be refrigerated, is going to be the best. Absolutely.
And what about water?
Same 1 to 2 weeks of, you know, most people would have bottled water for themselves and their pets.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey guys, Michelle Fern here. Is your cat slowing down or having health issues? Do you wonder, what can I do to make him feel better? Well, Meow Greens added to your cat's food for 90 days will show amazing results. Guaranteed. Invented by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, Meow Greens wants to invite you to give your cat the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. I couldn't believe the changes I saw in Dennis. In the first 30 days, you should see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system and improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients you've added to their diet. At day 90, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you just might have reduced their cancer risk. For a free, yes, I said free, jumpstart trial bag for your cat today, go to roughgreens.com and just use the promo code CATITUDE. That's RUFFGreens.com. And use the promo code CATITUDE. You just cover shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a scoop of Meow Greens.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Dr. Debbie Mandel, and she is a veterinarian and also works with the Red Cross. And we're talking about what to do with your fur babes, especially your cats, of course, on Catitude during an emergency. So here's another question for you, Dr. Debbie. How do you know where to go with your pet? Because not everybody has a friend's home or a place that they can evacuate to.
Absolutely. And that is a super important point and part of your evacuation, your disaster preparedness, is knowing where you're going to go in multiple directions in case roads are closed. And so figuring out which hotels are pet friendly, kennels or boarding facilities, vet hospitals, family members, friends. The Pet First Aid app has a vet locator if you're out of town and a hotel locator. Also, do you have a neighbor that would be able to get your cat or cats and supplies if you aren't home? Including them and where you would meet them would be important. During an emergency, if there are multiple family members in the house or multiple people in the house, assigning each of them a different job. So one person gets the supplies, one person gets each cat or multiple cats. There are smoke alarms that actually send an alert to your phone so you can start contacting the necessary people. So really mapping it out in each direction where you might have to evacuate again beforehand is very important.
Those are great tips. What about cameras in your home? We have some, and I'd like to just be able to see, you know, my cats, and they're okay. There's no fire. Everything's good. Are cameras helpful, or it's just a tool, but it's not the main thing?
No, actually, a lot of people have cat cams or pet cams, and it's actually been amazing. The people who watch while they aren't home and see that there's an issue that arises, being they're being sick or something like a true emergency or disaster. So yeah, they've been great. If you cannot be glued to it all day.
That happens sometimes. That happens, or away. It's really hard when you're away. Now, we've talked about disasters that are, you know, natural disasters, but there's also certain things. I mean, there's so many crazy things. There's shootings, there's, you know, riots, there's terror, you know, terrorist attacks. There's all kinds of crazy. And I remember one that I was in LA, and a friend wanted me to evacuate because of where I lived. It was like an area not too far from where some of the craziness was going on. I said, I have this big dog. How can I evacuate? And I was actually pretty okay. It wasn't a really immediate situation that I had to leave. So I was okay. But what about when those situations strike? Because those are really very anxiety provoking, maybe even more so than natural disasters.
Yeah, those are super scary. I mean, it's always safe to evacuate, and it's safer to evacuate with your pets. If there's a question, then waiting it out and then not being able to evacuate. I mean, thankfully, obviously, it was great that you guys were okay. And it is, when it's not directly at you, it's really hard to determine. But if there's any question, it's always safe to evacuate. If you are waiting to hear if you should evacuate, getting your pets in one room, having the cats in their carriers or at least close to them so you can leave at a moment's notice. Because if you don't evacuate and then you need to be rescued, it's going to be very difficult to impossible for your pets to come with you. So it may be that you end up not needing to evacuate, but it's always safer. So, and those are really tricky situations. You know, I would say getting as far away as possible is always the safest, but it's hard.
It is hard. And it's even hard sometimes with a natural disaster. And we saw that a lot, you know, in Los Angeles televised, where people didn't, and rightly so, they weren't sure should they leave or should they not. And the fire spread so fast that they barely, you know, had time to prepare. I had a situation where I lived in LA for many years, moved back to South Florida, was calling hurricanes earthquakes for a while, but this was, oh, I forget the name of this one. This was way back, almost 20 years ago. And the place I had was not in hurricane areas, where especially in South Florida and most of Florida and other coastal areas, you know, you have impact windows, shutters, and those kind of things, and they're a necessity. And the house that I had didn't have any of those things, so I thought I better evacuate. So I had a dog then, no cat, but you know, I took everything, loaded my car with whatever, just because you're right, you do need to be more prepared. You have to just, if you have the time to prepare, grab everything and go. And went to a family member's home who didn't live too far. And he was, my brother and sister-in-law were fine for me to bring the dog. They had a dog, so it was all good. And I was really lucky, you know, I had time to prepare. I was able to get all of my dog's things and food and everything. Because it was, I think we had no power for 3 days. But I could just imagine, as anxiety and stress that I provoked and distressed that I was, and that gave me time to think about what to do. Imagine not having the time, all of a sudden just boom, and just, you don't know until you know, you know?
And that's why having it all set, so you don't have to, you're going to be so stressed and 1,000 things are going to be going through your mind. You just want to be able to have everything all there, you know what you have to do. Because any kind of emergency, be it choking, CPR, disasters, you know, the more you're prepared, the more you can just do it in a very unfortunate emergency situation. So practice, have it all set, and just go.
Okay, now, what do you think about the stickers that you can put in front of your home that lets, you know, first responders know that there's pets in the home, should you not be there to take care of your pets? Or, yeah, it would be a situation where you're not there to take care of your pets.
Absolutely. And you should have one on the front window and the back window. Most of them say how many dogs, how many cats, how many other. And you just want to make sure that it's up to date. You know, if you get new pets, you want to make sure. I use a dry erase marker to make sure the number of animals and types of animals are up to date. But absolutely.
Yeah, I have one of those. They're very handy. What should we not do during an emergency besides, you know, be nervous?
I think the biggest thing is not listening to what people are saying. You know, if people are saying evacuate or people are saying get ready because you may need to evacuate and thinking, you know, we saw lots of people, like you said, try to ride it out and many might be okay, but there are many that then become stranded or worse, need to be rescued. And so really not listening is the worst thing that may happen.
So now this is just an opinion, but in your professional opinion, do you think they sometimes sensationalize some of this stuff on the news or not? I know with hurricanes, they sometimes do, living in hurricane land, but we also have time for this. But you also can never tell because things change. I use an app called Wonderground, and the last one I was on that, I was updating it every, you know, like 20 minutes. It was glued. But with other things, you know, fires, you don't have that chance. Earthquake just happens. You have no notice pretty much. So do you think it's sensationalized when there's notice on the news, or it's just, you know what, forget about that. Just if you hear about it, just listen and be prepared.
I really don't. You know, I think that once they hear that something might be really bad, it's their job to alert us. And so whether it's you just get everything ready and then you wait for the next update, I really don't think that they sensationalize everything. I think that they really are just trying to have us be as prepared as possible. So if we're not home, we can go home so we can get everything ready in that room, you know, where you can leave quickly. And you're right, you know, there are so many that you have no warning. And then there are others where, well, it depends on which way the storm is going. But if it takes that path and goes towards your house, you want to be ready.
Yes, you do. And actually, Mr. Zeus was my doggy. He's in doggy heaven, has been for almost 5 years. But I actually got him the eve of a hurricane in 2005.
Yeah, there are lots of pets that need homes after hurricanes and disasters.
Well, he kept me company, actually, for this one. My home was prepared and we were safe. But, you know, sometimes it's nice if you can ride it out to have in a situation and it's not where you have to evacuate to have a fur babe. So it's a good incentive for people that are thinking of adopting to adopt, not to just be safe during a hurricane, but just overall.
Always agreed.
I mean, it's always good to, you know, reach out to the shelters. What would you say if you had one tip to tell our cat audience of what to do for an upcoming emergency, disaster, you know, whatever it might be? What would you tell them?
Really just know where your cat hides and how they react. Some cats will, like you said, scratch and bite and that's their defense mechanism. You're freaking out, they're freaking out. You know, best way to get them so that everybody is safe.
That's fantastic. Where can people find out more about how to be prepared for themselves and their fur babes? You mentioned the first aid app. What is it called and where can people find it?
So the Red Cross has a Red Cross emergency app, and that takes people through what to do before, during, and after a variety of severe weather and disaster situations. You can also set that app up to receive warnings in your neighborhood or where your loved ones live. The Red Cross Pet First Aid app has sections specifically for emergency and disaster preparedness to help furry family members and their owners.
I'm so grateful to hear all of this. This is such great information. Thank you so much for coming on Catitude.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. You know, it's something we never want to think about, emergencies and disasters and natural disasters, but it's important to be prepared please be sure to check out the information at redcross.org. I want to thank Dr. Debbie Mandel for coming on Catitude. Thanks to everyone that listens to Catitude. I very much appreciate my listening audience so much. Thank you, thank you. Thanks to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. Thanks to my producer who makes the magic happen and makes this show sound amazing for you. Thank you, Mark Winter. And hey, remember, lose the attitude, have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.